to learn more and schedule a complimentary session.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I've been looking at some Russian history, going back to the Soviet Union, those days. In 1991, when the Soviet Union basically ended, was over, and Russia went solo once again, Russia pulled out of Ukraine. Now, you know, when this campaign, Russia's involvement in Ukraine a year ago, almost a year now, when Russia went back in, immediately, Russia, as they entered Ukraine again, they targeted strategic sites. They targeted nuclear facilities. They knew where their power infrastructure was generating, whether it be, nuclear or hydro or gas, oil-fired, coal-fired, electrical plants. They went in, they targeted medical facilities, hospitals, things of that nature, because they're going to need them. They're very vital in combat. They went in and the research facilities, I mean all of them, industrial sites, the main arteries, traffic in and out of the cities, through the countryside. And with your transportation, public transportation, they didn't go in just haphazardly. They went in with an objective, with a plan, a strategy. The trains, public transportation, and also another thing is they knew where all of the research bio labs, whatever, research facilities were in 1991, because they were instrumental in building these facilities underground. Back then, Russia, just like the U.S., did everything underground, out of view of satellite, for the most part. And they, as they pulled out, they knew where all of these facilities were. Well, from the time that they left and pulled out of Ukraine, immediately American money, NATO money, not so much NATO, European money, research money began to come in to these facilities, biolabs, where they did all of this evil. And what happened was, in the bio labs, they were sophisticated to some degree back then, but they became even more sophisticated once American money, American research, German money, German research came in. All of this. Once this began, then they became more sophisticated. Russia knew where they were. Russia had an idea of what they were doing, what type of research. Chimeras, cloning, mRNA, viruses, all of this. These systems were already in place. They just needed to be funded. And who better than America? Who better than Pilgrim Society? So this is what happened. So Russia goes back in, and what do they uncover? They cover pharmaceutical companies from America, from England, that are doing this research in combination with China, other nations. That's just Ukraine. Then also along that southern border of Russia into Georgia and some of the other nations, there are also these research facilities there in these countries. American money, American, the corporations doing their research in foreign countries, not on American soil, because we would scream so loudly that and expose everything they're doing. They couldn't, they just, American corporations couldn't allow that. They're wiser, smarter than that. So anyhow, because of Russia once again occupying and moving into Ukraine, now we get to see what has been going on. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top-shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Now.
The conflict in Ukraine is really about white supremacy. I don't want to knock you out of your chair, but you see, Ukraine, the West, the United States, Pilgrim Society, this was their strategic facilities there in this nation. Money laundering, drugs, you name it. Research on human beings, creating non-human creatures. It really goes into so deep that it would take a good two-hour program just to give you insight as to exactly what they were doing in these bio labs. Research on the DNA, splicing in a third gene or a third strand, rather than we are two-stranded DNA, a three-stranded. Who knows if they've now tried to create a four-strand, stranded DNA. We just don't know. Russia, when they went in, they were pretty appalled at what they found. It was shocking. And Vladimir Putin, the wisdom that the Russians have had in presenting carefully to the nations what the war is all about. Vladimir Putin hasn't come right out and stated that this is a Pilgrim Society operation in Ukraine. Pilgrim Society New York, Pilgrim Society in England, London. He hasn't come right out and stated that, but he is fully aware of what Pilgrim Society is. It is an Anglo-American objective of the white, these white families, these white powerful families that have been in power for centuries or even a millennium or maybe longer. This goes back to Cecil Rhodes and his Aryan. He decided to bring about an Aryan control system in the world, which he changed to just English speaking. It's the same system, just a different term. You know, you could look at a vehicle and say, well, that's a black vehicle. Or you could say, well, that's a Ford. Well, it's a Ford. It's definitely a Ford. Or you could say it's a black vehicle. Same thing. Bad example, but he's never come straight out and said that Russia's at war with Pilgrim Society. But in very subtle ways, he has basically stated that. So that if he came right out and said Russia's at war with a very secret satanic cabal of powerful devil worshipers that serve Lucifer, then the world would think he was absolutely nuts. So he has the strategy of carefully explaining what Russia is up against. He hasn't come right out and stated that he is up against a new world order per se, but rather he phrases it as a unipolar world order. And he has stated that the multipolar world strategy is the best strategy for the world, for the nations of the world. So Vladimir Putin has been presenting to the news networks, and not in this country, but throughout Central Asia and into Europe, through Germany, even through England and China. He has been, the attempt is to help the nations, and he has done this with the presidents, the kings, the prime ministers of nations. They are fully aware of what he is doing. And they realize that his strategy with the multipolar world system is the best system for the nations of the world that want to break the hold, the stranglehold, the arm lock, the break the chains of the unipolar system that has ruled the world really almost for a couple hundred years excluding, well, especially after America, after World War I, America began the rise to power. We were already involved in the nations of the world, the Philippines through drug trafficking and control of other, you know, we had these, like the Hawaiian Islands. We were all over the world. We were involved with the nations. Well, they were actually our colonies, just like Britain had colonies. Well, America had colonies too in the Philippines, all over the world. And Vladimir Putin really, in the last 20 years, has been able to present to the other nations an alternative to not to break free from the control of America, an alternative to break free from the American petrodollar system, a way to break free from the way that metals have been internationally have been controlled. So Russia now has a metals trading system, and all of the multipolar world nations, they're very high on the idea of using gold to back their money and their dollars or their dinars or their yuans or their rubles. So Vladimir Putin has given the world an alternative. And with Ukraine, it was a springboard. Russia was forced into it. America was threatening to put nuclear weapons in eastern Ukraine. Russia was forced to make a move, but Russia didn't make a move haphazardly. It was a planned, thought-out strategy. They waited for the right time and then moved into Ukraine, not to take over the nation of Ukraine. They don't need the territory. They don't want the territory of Ukraine. It's too much hassle. They remember during the days of the Soviet Union what Russia had to do to, in a sense, keep the nations that were part of the old Soviet bloc in line. And Russia knows that it's better, their time is better spent industrializing its nation. It doesn't want to take over Ukraine. There's nothing there. There's nothing that really, there's nothing in Ukraine that they don't already have. Except they cannot allow America or NATO to put weapons along the border. And they're not going to allow it. Another thing, something else that Vladimir Putin knew would happen eventually. It had to happen. The World Economic Forum. He knew the strategy. If the nations of the world would come under the umbrella of the World Economic Forum with the new digital system, he knew there would be no way that the nations would ever break that bondage of that system. Why? Because you can destroy countries economically by sanctioning a nation, and this is exactly what happened with Russia. You can sanction a nation financially, and that nation, you can't break that grip. Russia knew that should she come into the system of the World Economic Forum, there would never be an out. And once they invaded Ukraine to protect themselves, to stop America's CIA planned coup of Russia to destroy Russia, then Klaus Schwab, he decided to kick Russia out of the World Economic Forum plan, thinking, well, that'll break Russia. Well, Russia was ready for it already. Vladimir Putin had already planned ahead, and it didn't affect Russia. Putin knew American sanctions were going to come immediately. He had no doubt about that. Already he had not an underground supply chain, but just an overt way in which to work with all the nations in the old Soviet bloc, to work with China, to work with India, to work with North Korea, with some of the nations in Africa, to work with nations in South America. He already had a plan. So he has a network, a supply chain coming from all over the world. There are things that Russia would need that she might not have on her own soil. It's okay. Russia had already planned ahead for the metals, materials, whatever it may be, to continue in spite of any sanction by the United States of America. The sanctions were not just the U.S. The sanctions began to come from all of the European nations. So you have the sanctions from NATO nations, European nations, the Five Eyes nations, one of which is America. You have all of these sanctions. And the objective was to destroy Russia, completely destroy Russia. Well, guess what? The sanctions haven't done a thing to Russia. Oh, maybe a little, it'd be like a burning your finger on a hot plate. Yeah, there's a little discomfort for a while, but it's not going to put you out of commission. Russia is not out of commission. The ruble is stronger. The economy is strong. She's trading with the nations internationally. All of the sanctions of all of what I just mentioned have not hurt Russia at all. Now, there was a gentleman by the name of Alexander Titov. He is a professor at the Queen's University in Belfast in the United Kingdom. And he decided to visit Russia because he figured this war, he's not a fan of Russia. He's not a comrade of Vladimir Putin. This guy's a globalist, as far as from what I can tell. Well, he decided to visit Russia. And he'd been there a year ago, and then decided to come back and visit to see what the changes were, because he figured there'd be big changes, inflation and empty shelves, things of this nature like we have here in this country or beginning to have. So he says, it's been a year. I'm reading an article that he had put out. It's been a year since I last visited Russia. Most people I met a year ago thought the prospects of war with Ukraine were very remote, despite the massive troop buildup on the border. Equally important was to see for myself how the war has changed life in Russia. The first surprise was how normal life was, despite all the media reports of doom and gloom and as a result of Western sanctions. Everything works just as before. Domestic banking is working. Salaries and pensions are paid on time. E-commerce is bustling with activity. Shops are stuffed with food, consumer goods. In St. Petersburg, at least, he says, I've struggled to notice any change in daily life compared to January of 2021. So, no change. Everything is as it was. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And podcasts for the programs that I host and also the other hosts here during the week are on 1360khnc.com. So this individual went to Russia thinking after this conflict began that there'd be a big change, there'd be empty shops, food shelves be empty, and he found just the opposite. The sanctions didn't work. Now, I've been listening to some of these gentlemen that are military strategists, and they are saying that at this point Russia has such great momentum and is just devastating it's not the Ukrainian soldiers. They're Polish, they're American, they're mercenaries from the other nations, they're Germans, they're from all these other nations going to the fields, the meat grinder. It's not just the Ukrainian people. They're out of young men. And it takes, from the time an individual goes into the service, generally it's about 12 to 13 weeks of good basic training. Then on top of that, they have more training on whatever it is they're, you know, if they're in artillery or whatever. Then for them to actually get ready for combat, working with other groups, working together, like a volleyball team. You don't just throw a bunch of good volleyball players together because they're not used to working with one another. They don't have that flow pattern just yet. Well, that's what happens in battle. And if they don't have that ability to flow together, to read each other's mind, so to speak, then it's devastating. the Russians have a momentum. And with this momentum, should they break momentum and give, let's say, take a break for, let's say, 2 weeks, a month, to regroup to whatever, that gives the other soldiers time to regroup too. American military, CIA, the strategists, they, satellite photos, everything, immediately they get the Ukrainian soldiers and the allied or the other military and mercenaries have an advantage. They will have time to regroup and look at things, the supply chains, getting more munition, whatever is needed into the area of conflict. That would work against Russia. Russia's too wise. They're not going to allow that to happen. They won't just decide to take a break to maybe consider peace negotiations of any kind. They won't do it. They will go until the negotiation, they're at the table, ready to sign. Then Russia will go. Once the agreement is signed, then they'll fall back. They're not going to make that mistake. Now, I'm going to jump from Russia. I'm going to jump to Israel. The same strategy. When Netanyahu was as prime minister here a few years ago, there was that last conflict that they had in Israel where the Iron Dome was put to use. And eventually what happened is Israel was doing, I mean, they were going into Lebanon. They were going into the Gaza Strip. They put a hurt on the terrorist groups. And there's another conflict coming. And with a new conflict that's coming, and back then, I'll back up. Netanyahu immediately began to receive phone calls. Not he personally, but those around him. Everyone is saying, hey, okay. The terrorists didn't actually say, well, listen, we give, because they were also receiving phone calls at the same time. Israel is getting calls from UN, getting calls from America, the Defense Department, getting calls from the Arab nations, calls from the nations in Turkey. They were being bombarded with phone calls. Let's stop the conflict. Let's end it. Let's stop. Everybody take a step back, take a deep breath. And that's what they did. And that conflict ended. There's still been a little aggravation on the part of the terrorists toward Israel. Israel is responding. And the reason I'm presenting this to you is because this next conflict that is coming, Russia is not going to stop moving. The wave of heavy artillery, missiles, aerial attacks is going to continue. And some of the Ukrainians have dug in. They're in basements, they're dug in, and they're not going to give up. They'll sit there and they will sacrifice themselves before they allow the Russians to take over that area. Well, what the Russians are probably going to do is they're going to say, okay, what we'll do is we'll just bypass that heavy conflict, areas of conflict. We'll move deeper into Ukraine. We'll continue to move deeper in, and we'll take what is easy, and we'll keep forces right there to keep these little pockets in check, but we'll continue operations further into Ukraine because Russia is going to remove all of the CIA, all of the outside, outside personnel, the conflict will continue. Now jump back to Israel. When the new conflict starts in Israel, next time Netanyahu, and one thing too is, again, should Russia take a 2-week sabbatical, Ukraine will arm itself, men, munitions, etc., intelligence, all of it. Next time the conflict begins in Russia, Netanyahu knows this time, this is going to be his last go-around. He realizes that when the UN and the American diplomats, the president, when everyone from the nations of the Middle East, Turkey, you name it, when it begins this next time, I'm going to hold my thought and I'll finish that when I come back. So, the present truth, Rick Rodriguez, and this conflict is coming. We'll be back.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Back in the US, back in the USSR. It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Okay, while the conflict in Ukraine, the world, the tension of the world militarily and really is in Ukraine, the mindset of the Europeans, maybe not so much here in this country, but in Europe, in central, in Western, Central, and Eastern Europe, everyone, every day from the time they get up to the time they go to bed at night, the conflict in Ukraine is on their mind. What will Russia do? What will the U.S. do? Will the U.S. initiate some type of all-out nuclear war? Will Russia respond? Will Russia initiate an all-out nuclear war? How will America and the nation, NATO nations respond? We are, what, 4,000 or 5,000 miles away. We're not, we don't care. It's not affecting us. No, it is affecting us. Look at your food prices. It is affecting us. Look at your oil prices. Look at your pocketbook. We're spending, we spent $100 billion to fund this over there. And another thing, the military-industrial complex, all of the main military corporations are getting very wealthy. The stockholders are wealthy. The amount of money that is being spent on arms, even the Navy, there was a gentleman in the Navy, a commander, he's saying, you know, we are sending so much military weaponry to Ukraine, we're not going to have any in the Navy. We're going to be short of supplies, short of whatever. And it goes back to what in the Bible, Joel, he said that there'd come a time when at the end of the world, the nations would take their equipment for agriculture and take that metal and use it for building weapons. It's happened. It is happening. We're in it. It's occurring presently. Arms manufacturers, I don't know what the percentage of metal is being used to military industrial complex building weapons. I don't know. Now I'm going to go back to my point. Benjamin Netanyahu, this is his last round. I believe he's 72 roughly. With the next conflict, he is going to make sure there's not going to be a truce. There's not going to be a break in the coming battle. He's not going to allow it, because he knows that just like with this last time, the last conflict they had there in the Middle East, it's been 2-3 years roughly. I can't remember when. I have to go back and look. Time goes so, just passes so quickly. And in that amount of time, the enemies, the terrorists, have been able to stockpile for the next war. They've been able to train new soldiers for the next conflict. Well, the next conflict, there's not going to be a break, and Netanyahu allow them to, once again, this has been the pattern through the last 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years. The enemy attacks and retreats, rearms, attacks, retreats, builds up their military supplies, attacks, retreats. That time of that pattern is over. The next conflict, Putin is going to finish it. I'm talking about Netanyahu. I'm glad I caught myself. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to, the pattern, he's going to break it. That pattern is going to end. With the next conflict, he is going to make sure that these terrorists and the strongholds are completely annihilated, taken out. Israel is right now blossoming as a nation. Netanyahu knows it. And if you can leave, if you can give Israel 10 years of no conflict, what they can do as a nation within, what they can do diplomatically with the other internationally, would be unbelievable. But they need to be free of the terrorist groups that continually harass and aggravate and pick and just Netanyahu, they know already they're in a position where they can be victorious. Militarily, they are stronger now than they have ever been. They are more sophisticated now than they've ever been. They are, as a nation, stronger. Their economy is good. And so the next conflict, that they're taking the same strategy as Russia. Russia is going to continue to push, until they are completely victorious. There's nothing the United States can do, NATO, the European nations, there's nothing they can do. Russia can continue this conflict for another 10 years, another 20 years. They have a supply chain that is uninterrupted. We in the West are psychologically too weak. Psychologically, we don't have the psychological stamina that the Russian people have. We'll be back.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Want to sing it note for note, don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So I'll finish with this thought. These people are psychologically in a much different world than we are. I'll give you an example. Israel, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, the military, they know they cannot afford to lose a war, not one. They've had this attitude since they became a nation 70-something years ago, 72 years roughly. They cannot afford to lose one war. That means total annihilation of Israel. Well, Russia right now, psychologically, exactly the same mindset. They, Russia, are fighting not just America, not NATO nations, not European nations only. Russia is fighting a new world order. The people of Russia, they understand the new world order. The people of America don't. We are a deceived people for the most part. But in Russia, they know if they lose this conflict with this alliance, this cabal of nations, it's over for them. They, as a nation, will not exist. The same with Israel. The next conflict is going to be the conflict is going to be, I don't know, probably a war that we have not seen Israel fight before. The conflict is going to be, I don't know if you want to say, I don't know what to say. It will be a conflict like Israel has never been in before. And they will, according to the Bible, they will pull out all of the stops. They will go all in. It's the 12th round. They have strength. They're sharp. Psychologically right now, Israel is psychologically the best that they've ever been. Confident. They've never been so confident as a nation. I've never seen Benjamin Netanyahu so confident, because he knows something that the rest of the world doesn't. And I remember when Netanyahu came back as prime minister, he publicly prayed the blessing of Moses over the children of Israel. And this is what Donald Trump did during his administration. So I believe Netanyahu has the hand of God upon him, just like I believe that the present Vladimir Putin has the hand of God upon him in this matter with the forces of the New World Order that are relentless. They're hell-bent on destroying not Russia, but the resistance to the New World Order. This is what this is all about. Vladimir Putin is resisting, yes, bombs and bullets, but he's resisting a satanic philosophy, a Luciferian group of people led by the Pilgrim Society in New York and in London. This is what he's up against. The Russian people, the Russian army, they're not going to give the Ukraine a break. They are going to push till they are victorious. Netanyahu, next round, with the conflict coming to Israel, will not relent. He will push till Israel is completely victorious. Damascus is destroyed, and they own the real estate of present-day Jordan. We'll be back tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Have a good evening. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hey, it's Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort